put the, per the request, the item on the agenda tonight. We have both Alexis Williams from McCormick Taylor back, and we also have John Mullins from McCormick Taylor, who's also with us tonight, to give an update, and staff can also help if you so choose.
Thank you. Welcome tonight. It's good to see you again. And could you both, just for the benefit of everyone here, just introduce yourselves, tell us what your position at the firm is and how long you've been there, a little bit about yourself.
Sure, I'll go again. Nice seeing you guys again from 2 weeks ago. I'm Alexis Williams. I'm the task manager on this project. I've been with McCormick Taylor about 3 months now, but I've had previous experience in planning, which I spoke about last time, over 10 years of experience doing municipal planning and other private and public sector client work. I'm a senior planner at McCormick Taylor. I'll be in charge of pretty much the day-to-day responsibilities, a lot of the plan writing, coordination for this project.
Thank you. Yeah.
My name is John Mullen. I am the Planning and Communications Group Manager of McCormick Taylor in our Philadelphia office. I've been with the company about 18 years. Sussex County has a 5-year planning services contract. I manage that contract. And one of those contract task orders is the comprehensive plan.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so the purpose of us being here tonight is we just wanted to let you guys know we're moving forward with what we talked about last time. We talked about the work program schedule in detail 2 weeks ago, so that's still, nothing's changed with that. I presented a PowerPoint 2 weeks ago as well, and we outlined some of the public outreach. I know we talked about the public outreach in detail following that PowerPoint. As we discussed 2 weeks ago, we had focus groups that were scheduled for today and tomorrow. Today we met with a housing focus group in the morning. We had about 15 or so people representing a variety of interests at that focus group discussion over at the West Complex building. We had a really robust discussion, housing affordability, condition of rental units, areas where housing should go, types of housing units, lots of different things. In the afternoon, we had a discussion focused on utilities. So we had four main groups that were represented there: water supply, wastewater, electric, and stormwater. And we had robust discussion on all four of those topics. And I think they went really well. We had a lot of interaction between people in different, you know, representing different interests. It was really nice to see everyone kind of feeding off of each other and asking questions. And, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, good. I wanted to ask, how were the participants invited, selected? What did the list look like? And
sure.
And as a percentage of the invitees, how many people are actually there?
Okay. So we started off talking about this when we first kicked off the project back at the end of April with the county. And at that point, we brainstormed a giant list of potential organizations for these focus groups. It was then given to the county, and we narrowed it down. We added some more. I then obtained contact information for the different groups, and it was vetted through the county departments, so through housing, community development. They looked through, make sure we had the right players at the table. Same with the utilities. Hans, the county engineer, the public works, looked at the list and make sure that we had the right folks at the table. So the email invitations went out, I think right after I met with you guys 2 weeks ago, to those participants, and we had really good turnout. I would say like 80% of both invitation lists came. And I did follow-up calls with both lists to make sure we had people at the table, let them know it was important that, you know, we had their voice and their input into the development of the comprehensive plan.
So, what would you say the breakdown was between governmental entities, nonprofits, and private industry?
Well, the housing group was a nice mix because there were land trusts, the state was there. DelDOT actually came to both groups, and I don't think they're coming tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We have another focus group tomorrow, which I mentioned 2 weeks ago, with CDAC. So it was suggested that we coordinate with CDAC because they have monthly meetings, and all of the players are at the table. So that group is tomorrow, but the groups today, the housing group had a very diverse range of folks at the table. And then the afternoon, we had utilities. Tidewater was there, Artesian was there, Delmarva, the co-op, the rural organization, Rural Water was invited. And I did follow-up calls with every single group. So folks that were not there, I spoke with, and they gave me some thoughts ahead of time. And I'm going to do follow-up calls with them as well to let them know what we talked about and to get their input as well.
Ross, do you want to ask a few questions?
I just wonder, you know, on the housing group, Is this, these focus groups, is this one focus group meeting, or there multiple on a subject, or for housing, for example?
Sure.
Will you have additional housing focus groups, or was this a one-time event?
This was a one-time event because we're at the very early stages, but some of the information that came out of the focus group, there's going to be a lot of follow-up involved afterward with some of the players and additional players to get different documents that were mentioned and such.
We were told, I think you told us last week, or someone did us, sure. If I'm wrong, correct me, that, you know, we were going to get an invitation to attend some of these focus groups and workshops and stuff as a commission. If we wanted to attend or had time, great. If we didn't, at least we'd be on notice. We didn't receive, or at least I didn't receive, maybe someone else did, notice of any of these focus groups. And so we were unaware of these activities.
I mean, we did talk about them 2 weeks ago in the PowerPoint and the discussion.
I know, but we were unaware of where they were going to occur and when they were going to occur, what the agenda was, who the participants are. Did you do meeting notes, or how did you memorialize the discussion?
Well, we just literally came from there. We finished around 4:30 or so. So right. I have probably right. about 15 to 20 pages of handwritten notes.
Sure.
So what we can do is we can type these up, and Janelle can provide them to you, as well as the sign-in sheets and the actual invitation list, so you can see who was invited to
terrific.
Each group. And then tomorrow's meeting, we have another focus group, too, so we'll also get the information
yeah.
from CDAC on the economic development discussion.
Okay, and then, you know, if we could have them in the future, you know, in advance, as much as is reasonable. I don't want to give you too tight a deadline, because you might be putting things together, but the same thing, you know, the date, the location, the list of invited participants or
sure.
whatever. And then if we can get an email of your summary of the comments, whatever
yeah.
they might be,
mm-hmm.
Will those summary comments be also mailed out to the participants and the invitees?
We're actually meeting with Janelle tomorrow after the CDAC meeting to discuss kind of next steps on these focus groups and other public outreach tasks, so we can decide the best format. If you have a preference, you can let us know.
I think I would prefer to as much notification and as much information distributed, really as widely as we can distribute it among
sure.
the folks who have an interest in it. And I just want to share with you for your benefit, because you weren't here last time when we discussed briefly. The commission's intense interest in this process is because that's the law. The law says that this is our process. We're the folks who are supposed to be overseeing and making this happen. So we appreciate you keeping us in the loop, but we want you to understand that it's a legal requirement of the state of Delaware that you do that, and we're going to ask that it be fulfilled. And part of that is going to be that we would like to know about things before they happen. And if the focus groups are scheduled, date, time, place, we'd like to know that. We'd like to know who's being invited. We'd like to know who responded in the affirmative. And we'd like to be invited ourselves. So, and I would say that would be probably true for most any meeting that we would be having.
Certainly.
And you don't know this if we don't tell you. So I'm not suggesting at all that you have done anything wrong. I mean, if we haven't asked you for it before. So, but we're asking now.
Certainly.
Okay.
And to follow up on that, you know, I suggest you do send the meeting notes to those participants and invitees. Maybe they had a conflict or whatever. At least,
mm-hmm.
you know, they can reflect on what the meeting notes say. If they think something was omitted, they can always call you to say, hey, you know, this
right.
was important to me. We feel like it was omitted. I think to whatever degree, I don't think it should be a public record. But to whatever degree the participants are willing to provide their email address or phone numbers or something, in case one of the commissioners should have a question or want to question some of the participants directly
mm-hmm.
About, you know, how they felt the meeting went and that sort of thing, so we can monitor your activities and your progress independently of your report. That's part of our job, okay?
Yeah.
It's not like we're doubtful of your skills or anything, but part of our job is oversight. And that enables us to do that oversight if we so desire. Obviously voluntary, and obviously that information would be not published publicly because it's private to them. And if they don't want to give it, that's fine as well.
Can I just, on our sign-in sheets today, I asked for their name, the organization, their phone number, and their email address.
Cool.
So I have to check to see if we got most of them.
Great.
But most people, I think, did leave their email address. And we did, at the end, we discussed next steps with them in terms of the project as a whole. And we talked about the website, which we talked about with you guys 2 weeks ago, and, you know, keeping them in the loop, including them on emails, et cetera.
Where are we on the website? Because that's one way for these meetings. I assume there's going to be some calendar that's on the website. So that'll be one sort of, you know, portal for all of that.
Yeah.
What's sort of the status on that?
The website should be up and running by the end of next month, early August. We're figuring out some little tweaks, so they're testing it.
We're doing that in-house, right?
Yeah. We've subcontracted out with the agency who does the county's website, so they are working on that.
Okay.
And would that qualify as a public posting, the fact that it's on the website?
No, I mean, as far like statutorily, it's not. But I'm thinking more to your point of it's just one more place that everybody can go to besides an email and say, okay, there's a, you know what I mean, there's a meeting coming up.
Yeah, there'll be a little calendar with that. And then, again, if everybody submits their emails, and we're now starting to collect emails, that we'll end up sending them an email blast of the next events, and we will definitely include all the Planning Commission members on that. So when there's like a big meeting or a big something coming up, everybody's made well aware of that. And we give you the heads up before that too.
The great irony of the statutory requirement is that it isn't the way people get information anymore.
I know.
So we most definitely want to make use of the website, whatever technology is available, to get the word disseminated as widely as we can. I mean, to the point, and I appreciate the fact that you were making phone calls and mm-hmm. follow-up phone calls and so on to actually get folks involved, because what we want to avoid, and I think Mr. Lank has had this experience over the years, is that we get three quarters of the way through the process and somebody jumps up and says, well, I never knew this was going on or whatever, and we try to do, every time we've done this, we try to do everything we can to get the word out. So
the problem in the past, and probably will continue, is that you open public meetings, you get the same participants for the public meetings, and you get to a final document, all of a sudden
everybody wants to look at it.
They didn't participate, to give you input, right. And they all show up at the end.
They didn't want to do the hard part. They just want to show up.
Yeah.
What you can do is lead the horse to the trough. You can't make them drink.
And that's the thing. And we're just glad to hear that you're doing everything you can do to.
Yeah, honestly, the phone calls helped, because a lot of people that I spoke to, they're like, oh, I saw that. I didn't quite read that email. Is that what that's about?
And I would ask that you would give a little, just maybe a little special consideration to private industry folks, because they're probably not as focused on this, because you know they're trying to figure out how to pay their bills, and if you could lean on them, and we will too, to mm-hmm. impress upon them that they need to be here, and many of them I think will rise to the occasion. I know a lot of the housing folks, like I said, what there didn't see the list, don't know who was there, but hopefully there were some a good mixture. And this is not to say that we don't need all the other people. We need everybody is the point. We need them all.
Yeah.
And we want to get them all as best we can.
You're reasonably satisfied that the business people on the housing group were reflective of the industry, the housing industry?
Who was the gentleman that was sitting down from you?
Mr. Tunnel was there, and he represented the manufactured homes. And he showed up and definitely brought his perspective to the development, and we had nonprofits, we had state agencies, we had a wide variety of people at that meeting.
Was the Association of Realtors there, the Home Builders Association, those types of groups?
Any other builders?
Habitat for Humanity was there.
Beg your pardon?
Habitat.
Oh, Habitat, okay.
Yeah, it's nonprofit, but I mean the people that are really building the housing, right? Selling the housing, or the Association of Realtors, Home Builders Association.
They were not at that meeting.
And architects. Architectural design people, the people that design the developments and the houses, what they look like.
Because we had that meeting with on the rental unit ordinance. I mean, that was a good conversation. Were like Shells and Jack Lingo and some of those people invited or no? Or
off the top of my head, I don't believe they were. I'd have to go back and see who was on the list. Okay. I think we were gearing towards some agencies and maybe not all the builders, because I think the big concern is like, okay, if we pick one builder, then we've picked one builder and not all of the builders. And we wanted to keep it, and there are a lot of builders and we respect their input, but we were trying to keep the meetings to under 23.
Well, those groups have associations, so you can solicit and let the association fight with their members if that's the case.
Absolutely.
Mr. Johnson had a good idea. Mike, do you want to talk about your idea on the public comment here?
What was my idea?
Hi, we got your letter.
That's where my mind is.
We'll talk about that a little later. Well, you know, Mike suggested that, you know, we just make it a standing item on other business, the comprehensive land use plan. Just if there's any update, it would just be a standing item. We don't have
to
post it. If you have something, you're certainly welcome to attend, not required, but we would encourage that. And also to have, similar to what the county council does, you know, have a sign-in sheet in the back. If somebody wants to speak for a couple minutes, they can, or if they want to leave printed or digital material, they can leave a plethora of that, obviously. But so the public would have an opportunity at every commission meeting to basically vent or whatever they want to say. The chairman's real good at managing these things, and we can keep comments to a reasonable level, I think. And that way we'll have, over the year period, you know, some 24 opportunities for the public to have input over the next 12-month period. So if that's...
That was a great idea.
Well, you know, Mr. Johnson, you have so many of them that
that's
they
right.
are hard to keep track of.
That's right.
We understand.
My head's so full of them, it's just a matter of trying to get it out.
I do have one question. I know you're talking, it's going to be real tough to invite builders, you know, private companies, but we have, you know, agencies, nonprofit, government there. Shouldn't there be some private people there too? Am I missing something? As you well know, I'm brand new here.
There were a few there.
Okay.
It's not any harder to invite a private industry person than it is to invite a government person. You're sending them an email. I mean, it's not hard to do.
I mean, just, am I thinking wrong or am I?
No, I don't think you are. But, okay. I'm just curious. I just want to make sure that as many of the folks who are stakeholders in this process, you know, get invited, and then we're not too heavily weighted, you know, toward the government agencies and so on.
Have you had an opportunity to interview the county councilman, the county administrator, and the county attorneys? I know I haven't been interviewed. I don't know about anyone else. Have you had an opportunity to do one-on-one interviews with these players?
So I mentioned that 2 weeks ago to you guys, that I want to talk to you and county council. We were going to do that after these focus groups, just so we can take a look at some of the issues that came up from the public, and maybe there may be specific things in here that we want to talk to you about. So I would like to, if you're all in agreement that you would like to have a phone interview, I can talk to Janelle and get your contact information, and we can set them up. And then same with county council, we'll do those. We'll arrange those interviews, and other folks as well, if you'd like to be interviewed, we can set something up.
I got a question here. Are the focus groups open to the public?
The ones that just happened?
Any of them.
The ones that happened today and tomorrow were targeted. So the focus groups are meant to be targeted discussion from people who deal with that topic on a day-to-day basis as their livelihood, like it's their job. And as a focus group, you want to keep the discussion focused. So you don't want to have 50 people in the room talking over each other and some people not even wanting to talk because they're afraid to talk because it's too big of a group. When you have a small, intimate group, you can facilitate discussion because people are comfortable talking. And I think it worked well. In both sessions today, we had people sitting in a circle. So everyone kind of fed off each other, asked each other questions. We don't really want to have groups above 20 people for a focused discussion.
Now, I will say...
Put it on our website.
Yeah.
I will say the public is welcome to attend... but it's not for their, that is not their area for comment, because we will definitely be going out after we finish all the focus groups. The next step would then be going out to the public, having a round in every council district and getting their feedback. But they're more than welcome to attend.
What this is made perhaps akin to is when we have workshops. You know, when we have a workshop, the public's certainly welcome to attend, but they're not really there for public comment and participation. They're there to observe and hear and listen and see what's being said.
And we did have a feud today.
And I think that's what you're saying, is mm-hmm. that you're not excluding anyone from doing that. But
Absolutely not.
And your point's well taken. If you're going to have a focused group, you kind of have to be focused.
Right.
You know, I think everybody gets that. So
the purpose of the focus groups is really information gathering.
Yeah, it's for them to talk to you.
Get something started so we can go to a public workshop and get public participation.
Exactly. It's the groundwork for the public workshops.
Right, yes.
And then you will, as I understand it, you will gather all that information, put it in an email, and send it to those people in the focus groups and us?
Yes, we're going to type up our notes, work with Janelle, anything you know she might have captured that we didn't capture because we were talking and everything, but we had a couple of us there taking notes. And then, we can provide you with the sign-in sheets, the invite list, and the discussion.
Thank you.
Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate the opportunity for the phone interview.
Sure.
You know, we're country people down here. We like to...
We still have phones, though.
We do have phones. I generally like to meet with people. About
he has to climb a telephone pole to talk on.
Well, it's hard, you know, and then the darn pig is below the pole, and he's always nipping at my pant leg when I climb down. And
in the rain.
Yeah, well, it's worse in the rain because the pig's throwing mud.
I agree with Marty's comment.
We can do in person.
I don't like a phone.
Yeah, no. I mean, we'll be here a lot. So it's just tough with your guys with other jobs, you know, and schedules, trying to coordinate times to speak with you individually, or do you want to do a focus discussion of all of you?
When you know you're going to be in town, because we don't want to spin anybody's meter unnecessarily either. When you know you're going to be here, and you might have time for one or two, most of us up here have a fair amount of flexibility in our schedules,
during the day?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Some of us don't work at all.
Some of us do nothing. Okay. Absolutely
nothing.
That's a point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of us people think we do nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
It would certainly be entirely possible and really could be done at your convenience. There's no need to make a special trip for that. If you are going to be here, mm-hmm. if you've got an extra half hour, Janelle can get on the phone, find somebody who can come.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, a day or two's notice is really enough, you know, because you know you're coming before the day you get here. So whenever you know that's happening and you think there's going to be an opportunity, let's do that.
Absolutely.
Let's not make it hard. You know, it won't make it hard for anybody. So.
Also, I would encourage you to talk to some of the former commissioners. We have Ben Gordy, who was on the commission for a number of years, and Rodney Smith, who recently completed 12 years of service. They both would be able to provide, good information in terms of their experiences with the commission. Now, Mr. Gordy, he's been gone for, 4 years? I've been seven years.
I mean, off the commission every day.
Right. This is my seventh year in. Yeah. So 7 years. Yeah. But there's other people. I mean, like I mentioned to you 2 weeks ago, a former county administrator was here this evening. He was actually one of our original county administrators.
He's still here.
He left. But you know, he's having surgery tomorrow. But he'll be back and available. Bob Stickles is still alive and well and in the county. Dave Baker's recently retired. He's still alive and well in the county. And the reason that we're kind of pushing you in this direction is because you get a feel for a lot of the history mm-hmm. in the county about how things happen and when they happen and why they happen. You get a feel for where everybody is individually, which is going to be diverse. I'll grant you that. But it will give you an idea of where the rough spots in the road are and where the easy spots are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which things you don't have to really spend a lot of time on, and you can identify where areas of disagreement are amongst the decision makers, and that's going to be important. So I think that's vital to you starting out. And I also think it's vital to us on the commission at some point to, sooner than later in pencil, of course, at least at the outset, of an outline of what we're thinking. You know, it doesn't matter that it gets raised later or changed drastically, you know, but what are you thinking as consultants compared to what you're hearing as you go along, knowing that that outline is going to change a lot? But that's okay. I mean, that's why it's in pencil. But the sooner we start to get a feel for where you're going as consultants, what you're, it's in your mind where you think we need to go, what you think you're hearing from the county, then the sooner we can start to push back and forth until we get to a better place. And that's just 1 second. Sure. And that's why I don't mean to beat the public thing to death, and I understand Lawrence has been through this many times than I have in my life, usually on that side of the podium. But, you know, allowing opportunity for public opinion, especially today, this is not 2008. This is 2016, soon to be 17. And the demographics in the county have changed. Mm-hmm. The attitudes and traffic and problems have changed. And so I think, you know, we need to allow every possible opportunity we think we can, reasonably done, without special meetings or special expense, to allow the public to comment early, very early in the process. Because I think the public, I know I felt like it when I was on that side, and I'm sure many of the public will feel like it this time around, that, you know, they can't influence something once ink is on paper. And they want to influence it before the ink reaches the paper.
And that's what we hope to do with that first round of public meetings that we'll be holding later this summer. We're going to go out to each of the districts, like we mentioned. And it's just at this stage, we're just presenting what we've heard, what we've gathered with the data, the documents that are out there. It's nothing's in ink at that point. We're just painting a picture of what we've seen and what we've gathered from you guys, county council.
Something you can do, too, in the CDAC group mm-hmm. that you'll be meeting with tomorrow, and right. I'll see you there. Groups like that, the Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development Organizations, and so on, if you can reach out to them, and they will help get people to these meetings, and that's the big thing. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I know from where you sit, I'm sure you would much rather see a big turnout than a small one, because, you know, that. That's what we'd like to see also, so we can avoid this 11th hour, you know, issue of folks saying, oh my gosh, we didn't see it, we didn't hear it, we didn't whatever, and that they can be heard. Because I've been telling people now for last three years, that your opportunity to influence policy is coming up, and this is it. So, and I'll keep doing that. Every time this room is full, I'll make sure that the word gets put out there that they need to be, you know, watching the newspaper, the website, whatever, and get involved in the process. So, but CDAC is a good group. It's a diverse group. It has all the elements: government, nonprofit, mm-hmm. private. You're going to see them all there tomorrow, mm-hmm. and they need a mission. And I think if you ask them for their help in spreading the word on this, I think you'll get a very good response, and I think it'll be very useful to you.
Great.
And I will back you up on that tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
We'll hold you to that.
There you go.
What time is it tomorrow? What and where?
9 o'clock tomorrow.
We're first on the agenda.
9 o'clock. It's at the Deltec.
The executive dining.
This is at the student center.
Student center, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's CDAC stand for?
Sussex Economic Development Action Committee.
That's right.
CDAC. Whatever. So, okay. Anything else for our friends from McCormick Taylor?
Thanks a lot for coming, though.
I do want to reiterate, Mr. Ross's comments is we have every confidence in your ability to do this. You're highly recommended, clearly qualified to do it, and we look forward to working with you.
Thank you. So, we appreciate it. We look forward to working with you all.
Thanks for coming this evening.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Poor soul, you drive all the way down here from Philadelphia?
We do that all the time.
Oh, good. Great. Get used to it. Yeah.
Do you head back tonight and then come back tomorrow morning? Or?
Yeah, always.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good work.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Well, you know, now look, don't get too much of the nightlife here in Georgetown. Right?
Right. Or the brick places at 9 o'clock.
That's right. Yeah. So
guaranteed.
Be careful.
See you.
Thank you. Okay. Marty, something else?
No, I just want to make sure that there is a consensus to follow up on, the standing item on other business, and to have a speaker's list in the back.
Absolutely. Yes, I think
any objection to that?
We should give an opportunity.
Is it just so we're clear on if it's going to go on the agenda? Is it comments related to the comp plan or just public comment?
No, comp plan.
Okay.
I think
it's not a public comment.
And I think we should limit verbal comments to 2 minutes. I mean, they can come back the next 2 weeks later, but written comments unlimited. They can just leave a paper.
I was already thinking we could put a form together and we could leave it. And I think I was thinking we'd have one at least the planning office, so they, it's going to kind of look like what the website would look like. Plenty of area to leave comment, the topic that they're trying to choose, and we can always leave some at the back of the table, back of the room, so people can definitely leave comments.
And if they want to do digital, they can just leave a stick back there or a CD or something, or deliver it to the, I mean, we should have some direction.
Deliver, yeah.
Because I think more and more people, especially organizations, League of Women Voters, for example, is a good one. They just issued this county report, which is very informative. And, you know, they're more inclined to be organized and have something more formal to present. And
they've actually already provided to us all the data they collected that they had held from their land use meetings. I made sure I asked for that, so then that has already been forwarded to McCormick Taylor. And I believe they were looking to hold more meetings, and again, I asked if like they could just get us the results, so then we could forward that again to McCormick Taylor, so we are definitely incorporating everything.
Why are they, at this stage, now that we're in the comp plan stage, why are they having their own meetings, though? That seems...
I could not answer
a
that.
A parallel path that's not helpful to either side, really, potentially. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but it just seems like...
Seems strange.
Yeah. Because we're going to be going out to the public in about the same... They said late summer, probably late summer, early fall. And I know the League of Women Voters were looking for dates in October and November. But that's what they were looking to do. And again, if they can just provide us any results, we'd be happy to take them and pass them along.
Right.
Because what I don't want to have happen, and maybe it's worth having a sit-down with somebody from the League of Women Voters, because I'm a little bit concerned that people are going to show up to that...
Well, thinking it's ours.
Well, yeah.
If we could get them to get behind an effort to get attendance at the actual hour, I hate to say this, yours and ours, but
that's kind of what
the comp plan meetings.
That's what's happening. If we could combine them and have one meeting, maybe that's what we should ask them.
Might be better have a joint meeting.
If they would, if we could agree to have one meeting and we could both promote it now. You know, you get into the who's going to run the meeting.
Yeah, we
need to do that. But.
Yeah, and typically they have speakers and agendas, and that's not what we are planning for the public outreach, because we want to hear from the public. We don't want to have a speaker in front of the public. But we can definitely discuss that with the league and see if we can work something out.
Well, can you just engage?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Sure. Can you share what you've, because I know they've had meetings and they've been, it'd be worth seeing what they've come up with. I'd be interested in seeing that, because
I can pass. I will try to remember to email that to
the
commission.
I don't know. I'm going to find out. Okay, this completes our agenda for the evening. And I see. Are you here with an interest in a particular issue this evening, or?
Yes, sir.
And that would be?
Sure.
You may, but I'm thinking if it's about the Coastal Club Jimtown sidewalk issue.
Yes, I just wanted to hear what the...
at the last minute.
Yesterday.
Late yesterday, that was taken off the agenda. And I'm sorry that you didn't get the... the applicant asked to have it taken off the agenda. Apparently they weren't ready or something. We don't really know why, but they just asked to have it taken off. And I had a thought maybe that's why you were here. So it'll be on another time. Not sure when.
Ms. Eccles was here too earlier.
Ms. Eccles was here also. Yeah.
Because I recognized you all and her from the prior hearings and meetings and things. So I went out and told her the same thing. Yeah, it was just a last minute change, and I'm not sure we know.
We don't really know for sure why they did it, but it's the applicant's choice. If they don't want it on the agenda, we could pull it off. But
yeah.
Right.
So
the request to be removed from the agenda.
Did they say it was going to be back on the agenda?
Do we know when it's coming back on?
Not next meeting.
Okay.
So about 4 weeks from now, probably not the first meeting in July, but the second meeting in July. It looks like it'll be on the website. It'll be it'll appear on an agenda.
It will definitely be posted.
It'll be posted. So, and I apologize that for them, but we can't control what they if they don't want it on there.
I just wanted to hear what was going on.
Sure.
I
really apologize for that. I'm sorry, and I appreciate your efforts to participate. And I think, as you've heard from the previous discussion, we really do want people to speak up and come in. So thanks for making the trip. I'm sorry that it was wasted this evening, but maybe the next time, hopefully, the next time.
And you can, and also, if you have any questions about whether it's on an agenda, in addition to the website, you can call the office.
You can just call the office too. You don't. I mean, if you just call Janelle and she can tell you when it'll be on.
Especially if, like, we found out yesterday afternoon. So if you want to call like first thing on a Thursday morning, and we can double check. And
there you go.
And yep. You know, usually they don't pull items off on a Thursday, but you can always call the office and we'll let you know.
Call it lunchtime.
They're probably on the road.
Yeah.
Because you all live where? Somewhere up towards Philly? Is that where?
No, I live in Bear.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew it was somewhere up north. Yeah. Yeah.
You come a long way. Yeah. God bless you. Well, that completes our agenda for the evening, but Commissioner Johnson had asked to have the floor, so.
Oh, you want to go back to
Sorry. Yeah, what's the matter? We got the public hearings, don't we? Okay, thank you. Referring back to our public hearings, subdivision 2016-9, Beverly S. Hudson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2016-9 for a three-lot subdivision for Beverly S. Hudson, no relation, based on the record made during public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the subdivision is in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Subdivision Code. The lots are large and therefore exceed the 3/4 acre minimum lot size for a subdivision in the AR1 zone. Number two, the subdivision complies with the requirements of section 99-9C of the County Subdivision Code. Three, the lots are consistent with the other properties in the area. Four, DENREC has granted septic approval for those lots. And number five, because this is a three-lot subdivision with lots that exceed 2 acres in size, and because they are completely wooded, waivers of the landscape buffer and street design standards are appropriate. Number six, this is a preliminary approval. Final approval may be granted by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2016-9, Beverly S. Hudson, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1801, Long Neck Road, LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as usual, I have prepared a very well thought out and detailed motion. And I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1801 for Long Neck Road, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 and CR1, from AR1 to CR1, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located in a developing area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. This area is appropriate for commercial zoning under the plan. Two, the property is in the immediate vicinity of other commercial and business uses, including retail uses, restaurants, a dog kennel, and storage units. This rezoning is consistent with these existing uses. This location along Long Neck Road is appropriate for commercial development and commercial zoning. Four, the rezoning will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the property will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Sewer is part of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. And six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1801, Long Neck Road, LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, then. That completes our agenda for the evening. And Mr. Johnson, you may have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, you know, when I was looking over the agenda and I saw reorganization on the plan, I got nervous because I'm the second senior member of this commission. And I was fearful that I might be put into consideration for chairman of this very important commission.
You might be.
So I figured one of the ways I might be able to take myself out of contention for it, other than acting like a fool like I might sometime, is to submit my resignation. And my intention is, and my resignation is saying basically that, I resign as of September the 1st or sooner should the council come up with a replacement for me. And the idea is I don't want to leave the commission shorthanded. I'm not in an emergency situation where I have to depart immediately. But I've contemplated this for quite some time, and I've had some discussions with some of you over the, especially the past year. I'm blessed that I've had a business that's grown substantially and over the years, and I'm to the point where I just can't do it all. I hate to admit it, but sometimes you just have to say, enough's enough. And it's been hard for me to even write that letter because I've really enjoyed working with every single one of you. I think we have Sussex County is very fortunate to have the commission that we do have and the dedication of every single member that I've worked with. Except for Mr. Hudson, I don't know about him yet. I reserve judgment.
I think he's off to a pretty good start.
Well, yes, he is.
Off to a pretty good start.
And I heard he comes from good stock, even if he wasn't related to those Hudsons. But I wish you all well, and I'll certainly, if they choose to talk to me or let me talk to them, I'll talk to our McCormick and Taylor and give them my two cents.
I certainly hope you do, and I want to say quickly, in the 21 years that I've been here, I think without a doubt you have been the hardest working commissioner that I have ever seen up here, and your diligence and attention to detail will be a very, very difficult act for your replacement to follow.
Well, I'll pass on some of my stickers.
I think you need to pass on the sticky notes. I think you do.
I'm going to say the sales on Post-it notes is going to go down.
I know.
Sell your stock in 3M.
Your stock in Post-it. Yeah. Yeah, 3M, I think. Right. Isn't it 3M? Yeah.
I already told my office manager she doesn't have to put in for a monthly supply anymore.
There you go.
Mr. Johnson, I certainly have enjoyed working with you over the past however 14 years or 13 years I've been with the commission, and I would echo what...
Have you been here that long?
I know. Tell me about it. Yeah. Well, when I saw in his letter that it's 11 years for you, that made me think, all right, well, I've worked with your father before you, so it's...
5.5 years here.
Yeah, and that was going to be my question, is that what's the total number of years that a Johnson's been on the commission? So it's, what, 16 or 17? Yeah. Well, I know I've enjoyed working with you, and I echo what Mr. Wheatley says. Everybody on the commission is very thoughtful, and... looks at all these applications and all the stuff we do with a real eye for detail, and certainly goes and visits the projects. But you certainly have set a high bar for everybody on the commission and future commissioners to follow. So, thanks for that.
Even if I was referred to as the rogue commissioner.
Yes, I remember that.
They were talking about your appearance, Mike. You look roguish. You look roguish.
Well, I will echo those thoughts. Sitting at Mike's right. And having similar territories, but him being in the growth zone and seeing that MJ, I just ducked.
Guess what's coming your way?
But it was, you handled the majority of, you took the lead on the majority of the plans for a long time and did an excellent job.
Thank you.
And some of the biggest and most controversial.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kudos from the staff, too, because it's been a pleasure working with you. You're going to be stuck with us till at least September.
Yep.
But that... Oh, go ahead.
We'll look forward through September.
You and your dad were...
Up to September.
Your dad were totally different, but...
the next 2 months.
Enjoyed working with him.
Yeah, I tried not to sleep as much as he did.
Well, it's going to be difficult. I sit in Rodney's seat
when
now.
The lights go off.
You look at it.
They turn the lights
I said, not
down.
As much. I didn't say I didn't.
Well, the duo is of Smith and Johnson. It's like,
I know. It's the end of an era.
It is indeed the end of an era. Dramatic change.
Watch out for those Sussex Central boys.
Right. Mike, maybe we can buy you a tequila here. We're ending early tonight, so we'll invite you to the Brick for a little after-meeting cocktail. Would that be all right?
Sounds good to me.
All right. There you go.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Well, one thing before we do that, just bringing it back to practical now. For staff, though, if Mr. Johnson is resigning as of September 1st, wherever that falls, do we need to be careful about scheduling any big public hearings, like, for example, in August, that would get deferred? Just thinking that we want a full commission, you know, if we have any major applications that are coming up in the summer that we think might carry over past his September 1 date. Just give that some consideration. You know, I know there's some in the pipeline, and we might have to revisit those scheduling-wise so we don't get hung up with Mike here for a hearing but not here to vote. Or, you know, a new guy that
not
wouldn't
being
able
to
vote.
Yeah. Understood.
So, yeah. So we might have to talk to some applicants, perhaps, and reschedule some things. I don't know. I'm just, we ought to take a look at that. What's sort of penciled in for stuff?
I suspect some of them would request to be have the hearings after September.
Just on general principles.
We have Lingo Town or Townsend scheduled for
the 14th.
July.
It is scheduled for the next Planning Commission meeting.
Mm. You got time?
Well, if you guys gonna hang around till just, I mean.
Public notice has already been sent.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be here till through August, if
yep.
you do that on the 14th.
Yep.
That's three additional meetings.
Yeah, I think we will have ample opportunity to at least get a vote.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. You know, you can go out with a bang that way.
Yeah, right. Great.
Okay, anything else?
Make me MJ on that.
Good of the order?
We're good.
Good. Stand adjourned.